بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل رب زدني علما. محترم ماں و بہنوں، تمام تعریف اللہ عز و جل کے لئے ہے. صلاة و سلام نبی محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر. Respected mothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, when we study the Noble Quran, today is the day of Jumu'ah. We find that in Surah Jumu'ah, Surah 62, verse 2, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions the functions of Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to recite and rehearse the verses for the Sahaba. Who was the teacher? Nabi Muhammad Mustafa alayhi wa sallam. Who were the students? The male and female Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. What was the curriculum, the syllabi? Yu'allimuhumul kitab wal hikmah. To teach them the Quran Kareem and to teach them the wisdom, the sunnah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, wherever the word hikmah comes after Quran, after kitab, after ayatullah, remember it refers to the sunnah. So the teacher is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The students are the sahaba, male and female, adults and children. The curriculum and syllabi and nisab, wo kya tha? Quran Kareem or sunnah. اب جو ہے موقع آیا امتحان کا، اب امتحان کون لے گا؟ Who will be the examiner؟ تو اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا اولائک الذین، those are the people امتحن اللہ قلوبهم للتقوى. Allah has taken the examination of their hearts to see they have taqwa or not. Allah knows, but Allah wants me and you, the ordinary people, to know. Who are the students of Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Shagird kaise? To Allah ne nataij ka elan farmaya, lahum maghfiratu wa ajrun azim. Unke liye to maghfirat hai, unke liye to ajr azim hai. For them is forgiveness. They pass with distinction and there's great, great reward for them. Now, mashallah, the time came for certificate. What certificate Almighty Allah gave them? Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah unse razi aur wo Allah se razi. Allah gave them certificate. Allah is pleased with them and they are happy and pleased with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when we study Surah Jumu'ah, yatlu alayhim ayatihi, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them how to read the Quran Kareem. Wa yuzakkihim, and purified them. Purified them externally from kufr and shirk, and internally made tarbiyah, the jealousy, the pride, the hatred, all these razail, these bad qualities were removed. Wa yuallimuhumul kitab wal hikmah, and taught them the Quran Kareem and the sunnah. So mothers and sisters, remember, we have great, great examples in our Islam that how the ladies, how they learned and how they taught. Our mother, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, if you just take her example, when you count the different chain of transmission, the sanad, the asanid, 2,210, 2210, 2,210 احادیث مختلف اسانید کے ساتھ مروی ہے صدیقہ سیدہ عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے. Can you imagine? One lady. And what did صدیقہ سیدہ عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ teach us? She said, علموا نساءکم سورة النور والغزل. Teach your females, teach your ladies Surah Nur, teach them Surah 24, Surah Nur, wal Ghazal, and teach them knitting, crocheting, sewing. So it shows that these are the type of things we should be teaching our daughters, our sisters. Next one, mothers and sisters, when you look at today's world, then you see Al Ummu Al Madrasatul Ula.
Who is the first madrasa? The first madrasa is the mother. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. Imagine you are a mother, you give birth. Muhammad bin Ismail, that is Imam Bukhari rahimahullah's name, is born and born blind. All the hopes, all the aspirations dashed. What will I do with the blind son? But this was the mother of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. She cried and cried to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. After 5 years, then Bisharat and glad tidings came. O mother of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, see the basirat and the basarat, the sight and the insight we gave that your son, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. So he became one of the greatest scholars of all time. Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, a mother's dua. So that is how important it is, dear mother, that you have to cry for your children. Which dua are you going to read? Surah 46, verse 15. Surah 46, verse 15. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. O Allah, bring about reform, bring about piety, bring about islah. Fi dhurriyati, in my awlad, in my offspring, in my progeny and children. Surah 46, verse 15. Learn the short du'as. Then you young daughters, my sisters, you are studying here in this jamia, in this madrasa, in this darul ulum. MashaAllah, the ulama told me that now you have a five-year course here. Then some of you, you will go to your various places, various countries. You will settle down. You must remember just three advices I'm giving you lifelong. Every day from now, today the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, read 2 rakat salat after Zuhr or after Maghrib or after Isha and beg Almighty Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, grant us such pious husbands and spouses, pious children that are the coolness of the eyes, qurrata ayun. اے اللہ ایسے جوڑ نصیب فرما ایسے اولاد نصیب فرما جو کہ آنکھوں کے تندر ہو سمودی آس عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ عنہ اسی کیا مطلب ہے آنکھوں کی تندک تو فرمایا کہ وہ بیوی وہ شوہر وہ اولاد ایسے اعمال میں مشغول ہے جو اللہ کو راضی کرنے والے ہیں تو یہ ہے مطلب قرۃ اعین کو. So you make that dua. I'm not saying you must get married now. I'm saying you make the dua now. And inshallah, when you finish, you qualify, whatever, then you settle down and so. Second one, remember we must rectify our intention. You know the famous hadith, Bukhari Sharif starting, Mishkat Sharif starting, Riyadu Salihin, innamal a'malu bin niyyah. So we must, what is our intention? So our intention must be, we want to learn deen, we want to practice deen, we want to understand the deen, we want to propagate the deen. So that is what our intention should be, and to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. See today, mother sisters, I give you quickly, Allah that I just put in my head now. Two quick incidents I give you. There was a person, his name was Yaqub. When I use this name, then you won't know, but just now when I give, then you will know. He is yatim. We just went to visit the Darul Aitam, the orphanage just now, the yatim khana. Just now we went there, Maha Mubashir sahab, Maha Yusuf sahab, Maha Idris sahab, mashallah, Allah reward them all. So his father passed away. Now you know the mother is worried. What will happen to my son? So send the son to go and work. After 1 week, few days, the boss came. Told the mother, I gave your son work and now the son of yours, he does not come into job for 2-3 days. You know children, they're very curious. One day they'll walk this way, one day walk this way. So one day this Yaqub, he took one road, different road. He saw a madrasa, he saw children, or he just sat down there. So he liked it there. So the mother was furious, upset. But subhanallah, the teacher already realized the potential that this student got. Now it became a big story. So the teacher said, no, send him to madrasa and the wages I will give, no problem. The teacher is going to teach him plus give wages also. Who is this Yaqub, mother, sisters? He is Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah. Who is Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah? He became the first Qazi al-Quzat, the chief justice in the history of Islam. One of the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. When Imam Abu Hanifa told him one day, told Imam Abu Yusuf, oh Abu Yusuf, you will become so great that the rulers of your time, they will consider it an honor to invite you and feed you. Imam Abu Hanifa leaves this world in the year 150. He was born in 80, 150, he passed away. Now it is the Abbasid dynasty. Khalif Harun Rashid invites Imam Abu Yusuf and now he's dishing out the food for him. Fabaka Abu Yusuf. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah starts crying. He asks him, what's wrong? You are here, royal banquet, and you cry. He said, Rahimallahu Abu Hanifa. Allah have mercy on my ustad, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. I thought he was making a yatim child, an orphan child happy, but now I see it is a reality. So mothers, sisters, if we give ourselves for the deen of Allah, Allah will put the dunya at our feet. But what we do, we want more and more dunya, then Allah forbid, we get mahroom of this deen. Simple example, you see it's raining now, so when the boat is going, so if the water comes in the boat, then everybody will drown. So the water has to be at the bottom, not inside the boat will be on top. Me and you, we are the boat. The dunya is the water, the ocean, the river, the dam. So keep the dunya underneath our feet and not on our head. And see how Allah will bring dunya to us. So that is the lesson we must learn. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah, listen to this mother, sisters. His son passed away. His son passed away. He told the people, you'll make the arrangements and you'll read the janaza and go bury my son. If I'm to come to the janaza, I will miss the lesson of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and then I will have afsos and regret for the remainder of my life. In Qimatu Zaman Indal Ulama, Sheikh Abdul Fattah has written rahimahullah, has written this waqiyah. So mothers, sisters, we are studying here, so make sure we have pabandi, we come to class every day, we beg Almighty Allah, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي ilma, that Allah Ta'ala make us great talibat, great students, not with the intention that we become great in the eyes of people and law. That Allah must make us great in this way, that we touch the hearts of people. And inshallah, we become a Hadi and a Mahdi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua for Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an. Allahumma ij'alhu Hadi and Mahdiya. You see, you have one candle, you can light up 1,000 candles. So me and you sisters, we must become that candle. There are so many hearts in the world that are now on the verge of going off, extinguished. So we have to kindle them, we have to ignite them. In ko ye noor ponchana hai. To ye hai hamara maqsad inshallah, ke deen par amal karna, deen ka tabligh karna, aur deen par jo hai sikhna, to usko sikhana. So all this we have to do. So Allah Ta'ala give us ikhlas, give us istiqamat, and inshallah accept whatever we are doing. And our asatiza, we must always take their du'as, and the zimmidas and the mas'uleen, so always try and make du'a for them, and inshallah we will go very very far in life. Allah Ta'ala qabool farmai, or Allah Ta'ala ikhlas, or qabooliyat se nawaze inshallah.